All right, we're back at Frisco, Texas, during Charles McCoy's broadcast event for ACM Award Show Week. And with us, a guy who's been in Spokane recently, sold out the Knitting Factory, Warren Ziders. How are you, friend?
I'm doing good, my friend.
It's good. It's good to see you, dude. So the last time we saw you was the Knitting Factory. You're coming back to town.
Yes, sir.
Has the Jelly Tour kicked off yet? Have you done any dates yet?
Not yet. I got a couple festival dates with him this summer, and then I want to say the tour starts
August 30th in Spokane.
August. You probably know it better than I do.
Is that the first show?
I believe that's the kickoff.
I mean, it could be. It could be.
Wow, man. That's going to be incredible.
I'll figure it out when I'm there.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's funny because the Spokane Arena right now is shut down for 3 months for remodeling. So you're like, you'll be the first show in the remodeled Spokane Arena. The renovated, not remodeled. Sorry. But
that's special.
They're doing it just for you. They're not doing it for Jelly Roll, just for Warren Ziders. Of course, Pretty Little Poison burst on the scene. And it really did. You've been around for a while. You've got a great cult following. You've got a great online social following, and then this song gets released and it just blew up.
That's one way to put it, for sure. First song to country radio, first number one. Been only putting out music for 3 years now, just had my 2 year anniversary of touring, so it's been fast paced for me, but everything's been a blessing, man.
And we talk about, you selling out the Knitting Factory. Mm-hmm. Before that, I saw you on the main stage at Watershed. And you had just come out, and you got main stage access, man. That was fantastic. What was that crowd like for you?
That was a bunch of fun. We're talking about the Gorge, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was chef's kiss. Such a fun place to play. It was cool. That was my first time I met Keith Urban, actually. And he actually watched some of my set, which I thought was cool, too. But crowd was awesome. I could tell we had a hit on our hands. That's why I kept singing, This song's going to go number one, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Just speak it into existence, man.
That's right. So you said you met Keith Urban at Watershed. Is there someone you have yet to meet that you would love to meet? Someone on your bucket list?
On my bucket list. It's tough. Like, does that have to be in country?
No, not at all.
You know, like, meet / collab with... I would love to collab with Miley Cyrus one day. I think that would be cool. With her raspy voice, too, as a female vocalist, I think that'd be a cool collab. I'm all over the board, man. I love rock music. Obviously, love country. I'm a Justin Bieber fan, too. So if Justin Bieber hit my lineup and said, let's do a collab, I ain't saying no.
We're throwing the Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Warren Ziders trio, the big collab out there for you, Warren. But we want credit. If that happens, because we threw it out in the universe officially today.
Okay.
I'm already texting Miley's people. I got that covered.
Let's do it.
Warren Ziders, thank you for being here.
Appreciate y'all.